Good evening for WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry. Tonight we go to City Hall for a news conference where New York officials call New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's free tuition plan a sham. Andrew Cuomo announced the Excelsior Scholarship Program. It is to provide free tuition for students whose families earn $125,000 a year or less. But a coalition of education advocates at City Hall today say it's free tuition for middle-class students, but it doesn't help working-class or poor families. Low-income students who receive federal Pell and New York State TAP grants are required to use these first on tuition, leaving little, if nothing, for other fees connected with attending college. Advocates want this changed. New York City Council member Inez Barron at City Hall today wants tuition totally free and for students to be able to use TAP and Pell for college expenses.
First, I want to say that I am a proud graduate of Hunter College, BA from the BA from the class of January 1967. A bachelor's degree. The major was physiology and my minor was psychology. And it was because CUNY was in fact tuition free that I was able to go. Both of my parents worked but did not have the funds to pay for a tuition college degree. But because CUNY said if you graduated with a B average, you can go free of charge, I was able to go free. The problem now is that we are looking at a world situation that requires you to have post-secondary education. It's a requirement. So whereas in the past we had compulsory education through elementary school, then raised through secondary school, it's my position that compulsory education needs to be expanded to post-secondary education, which means that the city and state should provide that free of charge. Free of charge. Woo! The problem with this scholarship that the governor has proposed is that it is last dollar in, as opposed to first dollar in. First dollar in means that you are providing this opportunity to all students without requiring them to get their aid from Pell and TAP. Presently, the governor is saying, students who want to go to college, you've got to use your Pell and TAP before you can ask for this scholarship. It should be just the reverse. It should be that this scholarship is available to all without requiring them to take Pell and TAP.
Inez Barron says documentation shows textbooks cost $1,394, transportation $1,054, housing, meal, and utility $4,210. She lists some other smaller expenses.
That means you're looking at $8,000, which is more than tuition. As we look at the population of the CUNY students, we know that about 60% of the households earn less than $30,000. And a full 42% earn less than $20,000. So how are we expecting students to use Pell and TAP for their tuition and then have any resources to cover those other additional fees that are beyond tuition? We're saying to the governor, you are once again doing a disservice. And in this case, we think that is a disservice to Black and Latino students who are the greatest composition of CUNY. And we project that going forward, you're going to begin to see a change in the population of students who are at CUNY based on what this plan is proposing, what will be going forth with this Excelsior Scholarship Plan. But it's not out of keeping with what the governor has done in the past. He has always asked for tuition increases every year that he's been there. He has not maintained the contributions from the state that is needed for CUNY to continue to meet its obligations. And we know that in terms of the electorate, he denied over 1 million Black and Latino voters the opportunity to have their representatives in state government for one full year. Let's not forget that. This is a governor that disenfranchised over 1 million Black and Latino voters from having representation in state legislature. So we see this as a continuing pattern. We see this as something that does not regard Black and Latino families in the same degree as he views middle-class families. And we're calling on the governor to say, we're not going to be idle. We're not going to allow you to use this smoke and mirrors situation to defraud the people, and we're going to continue to call you out.
Free tuition? Really?
New York City Councilmember Inez Barron stood at City Hall today alongside her husband, Assemblymember Charles Barron. He calls Governor Cuomo's free tuition program a sham.
I asked the state, well, since you're given $124 million this year for middle-class students to get Excelsior scholarships. What about textbooks? What about fees? What about transportation? What about food? What about room and board? Poor, struggling, working-class students already got their tuition taken care of. It's the non-tuition cost that costs money. It costs about $25,000 a year to go to CUNY and SUNY when you add up everything. Tuition is only 1/4 of that. So families making $125,000 can handle food and transportation. They can even handle the tuition. But so be it. They're getting the tuition. We want textbooks. We want transportation. We want food. We want college fees paid for, yes, and cancel our college debt. You owe half of us reparations anyway.
Yes. And Barron says, shame on you, Bernie Sanders, for standing alongside Andrew Cuomo with his tuition plan.
You should not be standing on the stage next to the governor with this fraud called free tuition.
Shame.
When you know it's not free. You know tuition's not free. Bernie Sanders' national plan was,
that's right,
it's tuition free, and every dollar you get from state and federal grants, you can start using toward non-tuition costs because there is no tuition. That's a free tuition, CUNY. Make CUNY free for our students now that we populated people of color like you did for the white men when it was called the Free Academy. My wife, Councilmember Inez Barron, she has a resolution that was passed to set up a commission to really explore free tuition. This is how you do it. It's simple. CUNY's budget is $3.2 billion. That's how much it costs in their budget. We have a $153 billion state budget, a $4 trillion national budget, and an $80+ billion city budget. Give us $4 or $5 billion out of that and make tuition free.
Barron says Cuomo's tuition program is nothing but a campaign ploy in a lead up to a presidential run. In March, Barron introduced the Martin Luther King Scholarship Fund to cover expenses for college outside of tuition. Hercules Reed is with the USS, the University Student Senate, and he's also student government president at CUNY's College of Technology.
The Martin Luther King Jr. Scholarship Fund would cover not only tuition, but it would be a non-tuition, it would cover non-tuition costs for families with household incomes of $80,000 or less for both full-time and part-time students. We are often sending messages to the city and the state regarding our priorities for our education, our public education systems. For the first time in possibly a long time, the University Student Senate has been able to send a message also nationwide by endorsing the College for All Act released by Bernie Sanders not too long ago. It is a true version of free tuition and fees for families earning up to $125,000 and would benefit about 80% of our overall population.
And you're listening to the news on listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI, in New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org.
What comes to mind to describe Governor Cuomo is fake.
Oh.
And so when I was trying to figure out what other words describe fake, I looked up some of them, right? Hoax. Right? Hoax. This Excelsior program is a hoax.
Uh-oh.
Because it doesn't support the children and students it needs to support. But you wouldn't know that from the governor's victory tour that he's been taking.
Mm-hmm. Zakiya Ansari is with AQE, the New York State Alliance for Quality Education. She's a mother of eight. Three of her children are currently in CUNY. Two are at City College. One goes to Medgar Evers.
I recognize as a woman, as a black woman, as a mother, as a black Muslim woman, is that there are black and brown communities across the state and poor communities in white rural parts of the state that have been shafted and shortchanged by this governor.
That's right.
Not just this year, after year after year.
That's right.
10 years we have been fighting to get full funding for schools. $4.3 billion were owed schools.
That's right.
1.9 of that was owed to New York City. We bring parents to Albany over and over again to tell the impact of not getting funding.
That's right.
We have students that talk about what they're lacking in their schools because they don't have funding. So when the governor says that schools have more money and he gives more money than they need, guess what, Governor Cuomo? Uh-oh. You have to visit a school to know that.
Right.
You have to be listening to the parents and students and teachers and everybody else that comes up there to know that. Because what you use are talking points.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Talking points that support the wealthy.
That's right.
Policies that support the wealthy.
That's right.
Under the sham, hoax, imitation of your lingo that says that it really supports us. Mm. Well, guess what? Clearly today, we understand that your message, your policies don't impact the people who need it the most.
That's right.
From affordable housing to raising the age right, this hoax of an Excelsior program to fund to only $700 million in foundation aid, which is half.
That's right, that's right.
Does not support the children.
Right.
So we're here today to let you know that that victory tour you're taking needs to be, your head needs to be down and held in shame.
Mm.
Because it is not supporting, it is not doing what is your responsibility as the person who runs this state to do, which is take care of the most needy students and community members all across the state.
And at City Hall, New York State Assembly member Charles Barron calls out Governor Cuomo for hypocrisy he says is inherent in the Raise the Age bill.
And the piece on Raise the Age,
uh-oh,
that was also watered down.
Uh-oh.
Shame on you black politicians,
uh-oh,
sitting up there standing with the governor,
uh-oh,
while he signs some fraudulent document.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you the truth about Raise the Age. Raise the Age. You know what we said originally? 18, 17, and 16
That's
years
right.
old, if they're charged with felonies or misdemeanors
That's
or
right.
violations, all of it should go to family court.
That's right.
All of it.
That's right.
What they did and signed and are happy with is that of the 28,000 adolescents that get arrested yearly, along with the 54,000, by the way, inmates that they have to fill 54 correctional facilities upstate because these white economies need us
That's
in their
right.
prisons so that their prison economy is taken care of.
That's right.
We say all of the 18-year-olds, all of the 17-year-olds,
right.
all
That's
of the
right.
16-year-olds, their offenses should go to family court. What they signed, they said no 18-year-olds until 2018 or 2019. So no 18-year-olds.
Right.
Thousands of 18-year-olds are going back to criminal
That's
court,
right.
adult court, going back to adult facilities
That's right.
to learn how to be better criminals.
Because
that's
right.
what happens, recidivism. They then said, we're not going to let the felonies go to family court first. The felonies are still going to
That's
the youth
right.
court in the criminal court. And then they said automatically the nonviolent felonies will let go to family court. Well, why do we have to wait?
Right.
Why can't they just go straight there?
That's right.
They get left down, sent down only if,
only
if a DA cannot convince a judge that some of these cases have extraordinary circumstances. What the hell is that? Extraordinary circumstances. That's to the discretion of a judge and a DA. So even what they signed with all the black leaders around him, skinning and grinning, even though he signed that, we still can get a whole lot of these felonies that stay in criminal court. Right. And the most egregious part, we said, all right, these are youngsters that might make an impulsive decision, and we don't want them ruined for the rest of their lives. So why don't you seal their records after 1 year? Seal it. They said, no, we'll seal it after 10 years. And this is the governor and the black leaders around him skinning and grinning like they did something great. They said, Charles, you can't get everything you want. Politics is the art of compromise. Well, and tell that to the governor when they did 421A, making the rich richer, a housing program that's going to gentrify our neighborhoods. They got all they wanted in that. Damn it, we should get all what we want and raise the age. They didn't raise the age. And we can't gradually get what we want around raise the age, because that gradualism leads to a ruined life of thousands of our young people. Finally, when you're talking about raise the age, you're talking about after the fact. They already committed the crime. So whether they go to family court and juvenile institutions or adult court and adult institutions, you're still sending us to jail. $153 billion budget, then why don't you deal with youth centers, youth leadership, youth jobs? Why don't you deal with a multi-billion dollar economic development creation program? More money for CUNY and SUNY get our children off the street and into education institutions. You're raising the age just to send them back to the prisons anyway. So now what they're going to do, instead of building adult prisons build their economies, they'll build youth facilities, youth juvenile facilities to help them with their jobs and their economy. Governor, you're a hypocrite.
Meanwhile, a stone's throw from City Hall at 250 Broadway, members of the IDC hold a news conference on Raise the Age. They call on the city to remove youth from Rikers within a year. This doesn't sit well with Angelo Pinto at City Hall. He used to be the Raise the Age campaign manager. He's an attorney with the Justice League. He says there's a lot here. He's going to roll up his sleeves.
When we first started that campaign, it was very simple. We knew what needed to be done. All kids, crimes.
That's right.
It's very simple.
That's right.
We said all 16, 17, and 18-year-olds need to be moved to family court.
Right.
They need to be immediately taken out of Rikers Island and adult jails and prisons throughout the state and counties throughout the state. But we knew, the governor created a commission. And Sophia Elijah, who unfortunately was on the stage with him and some other folks, we're on a commission and looked at this issue. They took 2 years to look at an issue that we already knew about.
That's right.
They spent a lot of money to look at an issue we knew all the problems about. And then they took 3 years after the commission to decide to get it done. 2 years ago, the governor said he was going to remove 16 and 17-year-olds from adult prisons, which never happened.
That's what he said.
Green Correctional Facility is a prison in New York State that houses most 16 and 17-year-olds. Right? The median age is about 24 years old in Green, where in New York State, the median age is 34. So what you see is kids growing up in prison in New York State. And that's not going to change today. Even with raising the age happened, that's not going to change tomorrow. Senator Parker said, really what we needed to do is just treat 16 and 17-year-olds like 15-year-olds. But there's the one thing about that is we couldn't do that. You know why? Because in New York State, 13, 14, and 15-year-olds are also prosecuted as adults.
That's right.
For certain crimes.
That's right.
So we couldn't. The Central Park Five is a great example of that.
That's right.
That's what we're dealing with in New York State.
That's
we're dealing with folks who won't do what they're already told to do. And then they're going to say they did what you wanted them to do. And they didn't do that.
No, they did.
Now, this is what's very important. You have a group of Democrats in the Senate, the IDC, running around taking credit for a victory that's not a victory. You have a governor running around taking credit for a victory that's not a victory. Actually, right now, I just got word that they're having a press conference right over there across the street, 250 Broadway. The IDC and what they're calling on the city to do is in 250 days, remove the 16 and 17-year-olds from Rikers Island. And I thought about this when I saw that message this morning. I said, why would they do that? Why would they do that? It sounds like a good thing, right? The state is saying it's going to take 2 years to move these young people off Rikers Island, but they're saying we want you to move faster. But then I thought about it a little longer. And I said, the reality is this. Those individuals in the IDC and the state legislature had the ability to do that yesterday.
That's right.
They had the ability to do that 2 years ago.
That's right.
So now they're having a press conference to ask the city to do something they had the power to do.
That's right.
That's the type of political games we're dealing with. And these are the individuals who, some of which ran under the Democratic ticket and now represent the IDC, are stripping the Democrats of power in New York State Senate to do progressive things.
Preach.
And it's insulting to the citizens of New York State to pretend like you're doing otherwise. Yes. But as I thought about the insult, the other thing I realized is it's actually criminal.
Yes,
Khalif Browder died, committed murder.
That's right.
Committed suicide. And there's kids that my mother told me the other day, there's 18-year-olds on Rikers Island. She's seen a girl there the other day. And she said she walked past some 16-year-olds on Rikers Island. Children growing up in prison, being brutalized. That's criminal. We want to treat 15, 13, 14-year-olds as adults, but who's going to treat the governor like an adult? When are we going to treat the legislature like adults?
Wow.
Not only are they committing murder on these young people in adult prisons, they're committing robbery. They're taking money from the education system.
That's right.
Who's going to hold them accountable for the robbery they're committing? And until we as folks throughout the city, not just us here, but the citizens across the city, say, you know what, we have a higher standard for ourselves, and we won't take anything from but the best, the governor will continue to do this all the way to the White House, and we have the responsibility to stop that.
Angelo Pinto, attorney with the Justice League. So we asked the barons, what's the next step for the city and the state?
We've got to expand the word. It can't just be this press conference that addresses what it is, the crimes that the governor has committed, and how he's misrepresenting what the program is that he is presenting. We've got to mobilize, we've got to organize, and we've got to make a response to the governor so that he's not welcome and comfortable when he goes to black churches and presents his program. And we've got to call out those elected officials that are supporting him in his hypocrisy.
On the state level, after the budget is passed, the governor spends the money.
That's right.
The governor spends the money. You're going to see during the spending time, they always shift lines and shift money and find money somewhere where we didn't even know existed. They always ask me, Charles, you want the Martin Luther King Scholarship Fund? How you going to pay for it? How you going to pay for it? They think they got you when they say that. The same way the governor took $124 million out of the general funds account, they can still shift money around in the budget, give us $100 million for the Martin Luther King Scholarship Fund so that we can pay for non-tuition costs. We're still going to fight that good fight. Warning, a last warning, there's 500,000 Sikhs plus CUNY students, about another 300,000-400,000 SUNY students.
Yeah.
Don't make us go beyond press conferences. Don't make us go beyond peaceful demonstration. I'm just saying. We're trying to be nice, but we ain't going to be nice but for so long because we're dying and this is serious.
The Barons, Councilmember Inez Barron and New York State Assembly Member Charles Barron. You also heard Hercules Reed with the USS University Student Senate, Zakiya Ansari with the New York State Alliance for Quality Education, and Angelo Pinto, attorney with the Justice League at City Hall, Smoke and Mirrors Press Conference, Tuesday, February 18, 2017, calling out Governor Andrew Cuomo over his Excelsior Scholarship Program and his watered-down Raise the Age bill. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.